Ken. It's Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. Monday through Friday, I'm on truthradio.com, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, live broadcast. I'm also on Buenos Aires Radio. It's called Internet Chat Radio. I thank and applaud Claudia Nelson for putting that up. It's a separate broadcast, and she's linking into South American Radio currently, and we're on it right now. And I welcome all those that are listening from South America and those listening to the Chat Cafe. Also, folks, too, satellite folks, let me know you're out there. Give me an email at danne.burley@gmail.com. Just want to know you're out there. And let me tell you, folks, too, May 15th, gas strike. Don't buy any gas. I have gone out. I'm getting signs. If you can do that, make a sign up. Stick it in your grass outside your home. Give it to your friends. Call everybody. May 15th, don't buy any gas. Nothing, period. If you do this, I'm a former accountant in big corporations, I'm telling you. If you do this, stop paying and buying this gas. It's close to $4 an hour, a gallon, and I bet you they will lower the price. And if you hold on there, they'll lower it down to something like $2 and maybe less than that. Because it's the price and demand that they do this stuff on. And then they know that your demand is there. And that you are not going to bulk at anything that they do. The gas prices could go up to $20 a gallon because they know that you will just buy, and spend. So make a statement on the 15th. Don't buy any gas, period. It will work. We're going back up with Bruce. Bruce, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, now I want to add in at this point to this equation. Sandra Levy, how did she get involved with this issue with Timothy McVeigh? Do you know anything about that?
As I understand it, Sandra Levy was an intern with the Bureau of Prisons in Washington or someplace. But anyway, she was investigating, or as part of her job, she was. Or at least peripheral to her job, she was noting the visitors that Timothy McVeigh had at in his various prison places he was
And everything
at.
You're saying there, I have verified. You're correct on that. I had checked that out way back when she disappeared. This is true. She was involved with the Bureau of Prisons. She was checking out the numbers, and she also was in contact with Timothy McVeigh, speaking to him. I have that much information I pulled up back then when she disappeared.
Well, as I understand it, she noted approximately 19 visits by Dr. Jolly and West, the same CIA psychiatrist that I mentioned earlier who had conducted the hideous experiment on Mike Gadbaugh and his unlucky people there in University of Minnesota. Well, is it? You know, he was well known for years. He pioneered the use of LSD to elicit confessions and to control behavior, mind control agents. He was the guy that made the elephant go crazy, the circus elephant. He shot him up with LSD or something, and the poor elephant went mad, and they had to destroy it. So he was a mad scientist. And he was also the guy that interviewed Jack Ruby after the killing of Oswald, and he pronounced Ruby stupid. You know, he said, "Well, he claims there's a conspiracy. There's no conspiracy."
Well, we're going to pray. And we'll be right back here on Truth Radio. The Ann Burley Show, 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, we're back. And it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. And we're here with our co-host, John Alastasis, and we're also here with my special guest, Bruce Campbell. I'm letting him tell the tale completely. Don't want to stop him. I want him to say everything. Because you have to hear this. When you understand what is going on, I mean, really listen to what's going on, you understand why we're in this condition here in the United States. This has been going on for quite a long time, and we have no law enforcement, no integrity within the government agencies doing the right thing to investigate criminal activities from within. Bruce, now please go on with what you were saying with this story.
Well, we were talking about Dr. Jolyon West. Anyway, he, you know, McVeigh, when he was first arrested and was awaiting trial, he was held at the federal penitentiary at El Reno, Oklahoma. And this is where Chandra Levy noted that he was visited 19 times by Dr. Jolyon West. Now, what McVeigh had said when he was first arrested, that he had a microchip implanted in his rear end, and that he was controlled by Dr. Jolyon West. I mean, I remember this myself. So I thought, well, maybe I imagined all that until this whole Chandra Levy thing came up, and you know, then she was the one who stumbled on this very disturbing development that maybe McVeigh was being mind controlled. So there's the connection between Mike Yadbaugh and Timothy McVeigh, and that's why I say that's why the government, the Veterans Administration, put Timothy McVeigh and Mike Yadbaugh together in that house, at Adobe House in Kingman, Arizona. where Mike continued to live after the bombing.
Well, they were being parked, I would say. Would you not say that?
Say again?
They were being parked. That's a term where they just leave you somewhere.
They're sleepers. They were both sleepers.
Right.
But
they
Mike was a very
you.
Deep. Yeah, but Mike was a very, you know, long-term deep sleeper. McVeigh was more immediate. He was an active CIA special forces guy. You know, getting out there at the gun shows, selling the Turner Diaries, pretending to be a white racist. Yeah, he was not a white racist. He was Army. He was U.S. Now, Army guy doing a job.
Going back to this prison thing with Sandra Levy now and the chip. Now, what was the reason for the chip? What does the chip represent when they put one of those in someone's body? What does that do? Does it keep track of where they are? Or does it have another level to it?
Well, I think the early ones probably were just they had your vital statistics in it and it could be read by a scanner. Now, maybe there's, they say that the chips now can actually make you do things or make you hear voices. I don't know. I don't really know. But I do know McVeigh claimed that he had been chipped, which was pretty early on, you know. They say they've been doing it for a long time, but he came out and said when he was arrested. So he probably smelled a rat or felt he'd been set up, and he was he probably didn't realize that he was the new Lee Oswald Patsy guy. But then it appeared that he decided to go with that role because I knew somebody who was on his defense team, a guy named Charles. What's his first name anyway? Roger Charles.
Wrote a book on him. Isn't that the gentleman who wrote the book?
Well, he probably did write it. I mean, the guy who wrote the book was McVeigh's lawyer, Stephen Jones, I think, but Roger Charles was an investigator for Stephen Jones, and he told a friend of mine that McVeigh would not cooperate with the defense team, the legal defense team, Stephen Jones and him and some others, because he felt that his colleagues in the government were going to rescue him, and this whole thing was pointless. You know, he was going to get out. And then, of course, he negotiated a no-autopsy deal with the feds. They came up with all this suppressed evidence that the FBI had suppressed, and it led to an appeal and a stay of execution. And, you know, he didn't want the stay of execution. He said, no, well, okay, fine, you know, I'll do the stay, fine. But only it was for 30 days. So 30 days later, he went to the execution chamber. And Chandra Levy's friend, Susan, what's her name, she witnessed the execution. And, you know, she was just a news gal, but she said, you know, it's funny, you know, he appeared still to be breathing when he was taken out of there. So I suspect that McVeigh was told that he was going to survive the execution, whether he did or not, I don't know. But then his body was supposedly given to his buddies who went off in a van, you know, this big deceptive thing, two or three different vans, so the reporters couldn't follow the right one, and the guys took his body someplace. Well, what buddies, you know? And McVeigh didn't have any buddies, did he? I mean, did he have any buddies? I don't think he had any. Fortier was in prison. Nichols was in prison. I mean, what buddies? So that was kind of a funny deal. But I think the significant thing now is that Nichols is saying that the FBI executive, he wasn't an agent, he was a high, high executive, like the deputy director, Larry Potts, was Timothy McVeigh's control. He was the guy that told McVeigh what to do. So,
the FBI. I want to ask you, too, in this, too, going back to Sandra Levy. Now, Sandra Levy was disappeared, and her body was found, I think, was it September 11th? I'm not sure if it was August 2001. I kind of lost the track of the dates. So many things have happened. But the thing is, she disappeared. And then they started twisting and playing the story as being her disappearance had to do with Gary Condon, when actually, in effect, it had to do more with the fact that she was in there in the prisons and saw and these people coming to visit Timothy McVeigh, had a listing of the number of times they visited, And then also, she may have had a little bit more information on some other things that were going on, and then she disappeared. You were saying that you thought that your disappearance was caused by, you want to continue there, or is that something you don't want to cover?
I thought her disappearance was connected to what?
Well, her disappearance, her situation with her death, when they found her, who killed Sandra Levy, would you say? What do you think happened to Sandra Levy?
Well, I think, you know, she was killed simply because she was an official in the Bureau of Prisons who could and was probably ready to say, hey, listen, I just found this guy, this psychiatrist, the CIA psychiatrist. He'd been visiting Timothy McVeigh 19 times. At, you know, then maybe she looked him up. Maybe she realized who Jolyon West was, because Jolyon West was also, you know, he also died suddenly at the same time. Chandra Levy died, I think, in May. She disappeared in May 2001.
Yeah, she disappeared May 2001, and her body was, I think, found, I know it was August, but I'm not sure if it was 2001 or 2002, but she was found in a park, allegedly murdered by a serial killer that only struck once.
Yeah. Well, now, if you'd like to read these two stories, I mean, they're quite interesting. They're with Mind Control Forums, www.mindcontrolforums.com/mg1.htm. That's the first one. And the follow-up one is called Escape from MK Ultra, because that's what this Mike Gadbaugh was in, was this Mike, with MK Ultra, Mind Control Ultra. It's a CIA mind control deal. There's also www.mindcontrolforums.com. /V/Gadbaw, which is GADBAW.HTM. So those are, you know, they're very disturbing articles. My friends wouldn't even comment on them because they're so scary. My wife was microwaved nearly to death.
Your wife? How come? What happened to her?
She was at Gadbaw's, you know, at the McVeigh, treating my Gadbaw one night, and all of a sudden, she just bloated up. She just was paralyzed, couldn't move, and was hot and was boiling up and just terrible, you know, just bloated like mad. And it lasted for 12 hours. She couldn't move till the next morning. She just lay on the floor. She was trying to help him, and all of a sudden, she was felled by this horrible microwave weapon. And it happened again. So, I mean,
but what did she do to cure herself from that?
Well, Mike wasn't even hit by it at this time. He said, oh, you should go get under the cold water. That's what I always do. But she couldn't even move. So, I mean, what she finally learned to do later to protect herself, I mean, the effects finally passed 12 hours later. But to protect herself in the future, she used a little space blanket, you know, one of these tinfoil space blanket thing that you can wrap around yourself, and that will reflect these horrible microwaves. But it's a crazy way to live. You know, you don't want to be wrapping yourself up in a space blanket. But she would sleep with a space blanket over her just to keep from being zapped. These weapons are very, very powerful and very, you know, very terrible.
And the thing is, see, the symptoms of that zapping and the, you know, swelling and stuff is the same as they can use the term of congestive heart failure, because in that it's a fluid swelling and it gives off the same term. It's just like back a long time ago in the 40s and 50s, they used digitalis and Miltown combination for heart attacks. So the new thing is to use these microwave weapons and at a certain frequency. It makes people bloat up and give them an appearance of, you know, having these other conditions. But it leaves lesions on your skin. There's lesions on your skin. And those lesions, you know, show up. But when people look at it, they think it's dermatology, issues and things. Anyway, we're at a break. We're going to be back. And callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The Amber Early Show. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, and we're live here on RBN, and we're talking to Bruce Campbell about Sandra Levy now in her untimely death. Now, Bruce, do you think that there was a situation that some hate group may have orchestrated her death?
Well, yes, I do, but, you know, I consider the worst hate group in America the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. This is the true hate group. So I do think that, you know, these guys are involved in her death. Just because she was Jewish doesn't mean a thing. They kill anybody to further their ends. But I don't have any proof of that. That's my suspicion, just as I suspect that Morris Deese and his hate group called the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery, Alabama, were actually running Timothy McVeigh for 2 years as Morris D's rags. You know, these are the groups that are supposedly anti-hate, but when you look at them, they're actually involved in hate. They create hatred for anybody that they perceive as an enemy. So
they do that because they are involved at a higher level with Masonic orders, and they're all over the country and all over the world, and they set people up, you know. I want to go back. John, you have something you want to ask Bruce?
Well, I just can comment on the Southern Law operations there. They're basically a stop group. I sent my information to them, and they couldn't help me, and yet I have, you know, I'm substantiated crimes against me from the government and whatnot, and they saw no, you know, they tell you their plate's too full or it's too complicated or some BS, you know. And the only other thing I can respond on what I've been hearing is they hit me one time. I was in my truck just sitting there calmly, and it was kind of funny. They're all of a sudden advertised on the radio that if you had a stress attack, it'd feel just like a heart attack. And I'd never heard that before, but you hear it. And I'll be a son of a gun. I'm sitting in my truck just doing some paperwork, and all of a sudden, man, I was pasted to the back of my chair like I had a full-fledged heart attack. And it lasted probably a minute, and then all of a sudden it was gone, and whoever hit me, they let me know, you know, that they could do it. And, you know, basically I was, you know, there was no reason for what happened. I wasn't under stress. There was just nothing. But all of a sudden, man, somebody hit me with something, and I'll tell you, they can kill you in a minute. If they want to kill you, they got you. So anyhow, I don't know if that helps or not, but can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
The end. But absolutely. there's a fellow named Bob Fletcher. I was with him with the militia of Montana in Knoxon, Montana, back in 1994. Until I realized the militia of Montana was an FBI front. But Bob Fletcher was there, too. And he later made some videotapes about weapons, non-lethal weapons, supposedly. And microwave weapons were one of them. And he himself was attacked with a microwave weapon right after he made the videotape. He was lying in bed one night, and all of a sudden he suffered a horrible seizure. A very violent seizure. It was so violent that it broke his left arm, I believe, right below the shoulder. So severely that it could never be reattached. He was hit by one of these horrible microwave weapons because he knew exactly what it was because he had just made a big videotape about these things. But before this had happened, he'd made a videotape about CIA drug running, and it came to the attention of Sonny Bono, who was then a congressman from Southern California. So Sonny Bono asked him to come to Washington because Bob Fletcher had himself run for Congress in Florida against McCollum and was beaten. But anyway, he went to Washington and met with Sonny Bono and said, "Listen, I just saw this videotape, and I'd like to start investigations on this CIA drug running that you're describing when I get back from my vacation." And unfortunately, he died on his vacation before this could happen. The odd thing was that Bob Fletcher's doctor with the Veterans Administration, who tried to repair his shoulder, was unsuccessful. His arm dangled, could never be reattached, and it just hung by the flesh and the muscle. The bone could never be reattached. But the same doctor that botched his arm was the same guy that pronounced Sonny Bono dead out in the woods there when he supposedly ran into a tree and broke his neck. And Fletcher could never find this guy again. He searched and searched for this doctor, and he just disappeared. So, you know, there are a lot of nasty things, are going on.
Well, you know, they were in control pretty heavy, the only thing I can tell you is in the good book, the Lord tells you to be last is to be first. And the fact of the matter is, you know, if you look at like Socrates and Plato and even Jesus Christ, all of them took death rather than succumb to falsehoods and whatnot in our growth of our lives. We have to keep that in mind because the important people that really made a difference in our lives and got written about and whatnot held virtue and truth to heart to the death. And
well, I agree with that. I agree that you must hold truth highest, but I think we should ask if our enemies are ready to die rather than say that we're ready, because I think we should be willing to take them down first.
Well, we'll be right back. I hear another break coming here. I can give you a quick response on that myself, and we'll be right back. The Dan Burley Show on Truth on RBN Live.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
RBN Live, the Amberly Show. Call us 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 for your opinions and comments on this broadcast, and call in now. Now, I want to ask you, Bruce, on this situation. We mentioned and talked about the Aryan Nation. Are they a part of the CIA? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I have a letter from the CIA headquarters when it was in Washington D.C. before it was Langley, to Richard Butler, who was the head of the Aryan Nations. It was taken out of his safe by somebody he knew, and a copy was given to me, and it said it was from the CIA and saying that the Aryan Nations would have to be protected no matter what. This is back in 1982. So it mentioned something called the Earl of Dysart, D-Y-S-A-R-T. I don't even know what that means, but it was some Masonic deal sounding thing because, of course, Richard Butler was a Freemason, and he was he told the same person who gave me the letter, because she became very alarmed and said she finally said, what do you think of the CIA? And he was kind of this grandfatherly character, but he turned stone cold, and she thought for a minute her life was in danger, but he finally softened and said, well, they saved my life at Fort Smith. She said, pardon? Because he was in the Fort Smith sedition trial in 1988 in Fort Smith, Arkansas, with some others, and he had a heart attack while he was in jail down there waiting trial, and he said the CIA paid for his open-heart surgery. So, yes, the Aryan Nations was a typical CIA, like a typical Mossad false flag deal. Typical. I mean, there's so many of these things in this country and overseas. Like Al-Qaeda. Now, what does Al-Qaeda mean? Most people think they don't even know what it means. Well, I studied Arabic. I was in the business with the Saudis for some time, but I looked it up, and Al-Qaeda means base. Okay, well, I thought that must mean it's some kind of fundamental base or something of, Osama bin Laden's base of operation. No, no, no. It means database. Al-Qaeda means database. It's a CIA database of their Mujahideen clients in Afghanistan when they were supplying them against the Soviets. And it was a list of all the guys, all the Mujahideen from all the various countries that went to Afghanistan to fight the Soviets and were supplied with Stinger missiles and everything and weapons and money by the CIA through Osama bin Laden. Database. It doesn't mean base. It doesn't mean anything mystical. It means computer database. That's all it means. So it's a false flag deal.
Right. It makes so much sense because these guys, they're just doing business. And what I don't understand is how they can do, it'd be like killing a kitten or killing a puppy or something. I mean, these guys just have no moral status. They, I went to China back in 92, and I'm going to tell you that, they criminalize or they demonize the Chinese, something horrible, and bottom line, they're people. And people in general don't have, as you're younger, you might get into a group of kids that they might put a label to you or something, but we learn hate. People aren't hateful in general. People have families. People want to grow. People want to have a little better, but they aren't vicious, and they aren't, this is all derived and set up, and spiritually speaking, I don't know if people know or not, but I've told it sometimes, I've been hit with a 10-ton bulldozer in which the roll cage hit me from falling from 10 feet, it fit between my neck and my toes, and I didn't die. I should have popped like a grape. And I've been spiritually connected, and basically they've told me not to hurt anybody and to find the other way. And so just before the break, you were saying that, we should take these people out if we could. I don't have it. Everybody has a different role in life of what they're supposed to play, and we're supposed to use our discernment to figure it out. And again, there's different episodes and there's different things we have to learn, so everybody's learning process is a little bit different to my understanding. And so what you have to do or what I have to do may not be the same thing, but it might fit the mold for the end product somehow of teaching us. And so far in my life, I've been put down terribly. Deanne's been put down terribly. I can vouch for that. But at the same time, every time it comes around to where it's like I'm ready to fall or whatever, something comes out of nowhere that puts it back up, and it's because the taste test of faith has brought it about, more or less, and it's just a reenactment of strengthening my faith in God and strengthening my faith in myself of the confidence that this really works, and that, where does it all end? I'm not sure. And, can we stop these people? It's like even President Bush, his first three speeches, he stated that he saw the first plane hit the first tower. Is that because he was trying to flag the American public that he's basically being controlled? Or is he just that devious and it was a test to see if they can tell us, something directly, and we just sit here like sheep and do nothing? And
no, he just couldn't keep his big mouth shut. He just blabs. He can't keep a secret. But I agree with you that we should operate on all levels. The enemy operates on all levels. The churches and the schools and the movie business and the government, you name it, labor unions, everywhere. But we don't. So I think you're right. You know, you should operate where you can operate, in the churches or in the spiritual end of it. But those who are something, a little stronger, a little more proactive, should be doing that too. That's why I started the militia movement.
Oh, sure.
Well, we got a caller. Caller's out of Montana. I couldn't hear the name. Caller, are you there?
Yes, my name is Glenn. Question,
oh, hi,
you guys.
Glenn, how are you? Welcome.
Hi. You guys touch base on both the Montana militia and the AM weapons. I moved to a small town here in Montana from the East Coast and somehow have run afoul of the Masons here. And I'm figuring I'm getting some EM attack. Has anybody done any research on counteracting that? And aside from putting lead plates completely around our houses or so forth, does anybody know any reliable, like, Gauss meters to detect that kind of stuff and so forth?
Well, the thing is, I've been checking on that for a long, long time myself. I think probably Bruce has because, when you get under attack by these things, it's really devastating, and you're trying to figure out, what it is at first. Instead, like in my case, I said I had congestive heart failure. I'm bloating up again with alleged fluid, but I didn't have I go in and they say I have this, and they come back and say I don't, so it's just, false flag, and they give you medication that is not going to help, and then eventually what they hope is that you'll die, and once you die, it's going to be known that you died from a heart attack or something like that. They did this to my father back when they were doing the Milltown / digitalis thing, because I caught that when I was little. I was watching what was going on, and I remember what he was taking, and they said he had a heart attack, and there was a lot of things that were really weird that was happening. My dad was heavily involved with John Kennedy and was also reporting things and was tied somewhat into the issue of the Bay of Pigs. My father, too, is in a Warren Commission report. After he had died, the report came out, and my dad's name was in there. And I witnessed a couple people they had in there that were supposed to be shooters that were people that came to my home when I was very young, when my dad was putting out the Now Owl newspaper publication in Chicago. So the thing is that they have all kinds of different types of devices. My father knew Dorothy Gallen, and she was another person that ran down the street trying to tell people what happened to both Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe. And anyway, she went and gave this information to her her maid, who died maybe a day or so after she died, and then passed this information on to people that were on What's My Line, and they all basically poo-pooed her. And anyway, she ended up dead. And there's been a lot of reporters and people out there that have been under attack. Now, as for your question, now, what do you do? Now, I've talked to scientists, and they did say the lead helps because you have to put something up to block the signal, the sound frequency. It's, it's kind of like a long time ago, back in the ancient days, they called it Vedic harmonies. And the Vedic harmonies back then could use to produce certain sound. And they used to say that it used to be able to change man to animal and animal to man. That's what they used to be able to do in ancient times with the harp. And that's why you have HARP now, H-A-A-R-P,
yes.
Which is another one of those frequency machines they have in space. And they use EMP, EFP, and all kinds
of things. High Altitude Active Rural Project, yeah.
Right. They use all of these different things to, designate certain individuals that are problematic. You might sit outside your house and see a truck outside. In my case, there was a lawyer. I worked for an attorney in Park Ridge. That attorney had $50,000. He had basically parked with this other attorney that's in Hinsdale, and I was witness to this. And what he did was during the time I had told him about what I had known, because he was working with some conspirators that were trying to entrap me that were probably CIA-based in a house I got at 933 South Quincy. I went to the police about it, and they didn't do anything. Anyway, he was driving, and he was in his car, and he was pointing this device, and I took it to the Hinsdale police, and they did absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. And I know that you probably, you know, have experienced, you know, going to police and various things. And they,
no,
they
I don't. I live in a very small town here in Montana, and we have a high per capita amount of police versus citizens, and I don't think that it's theoretically, statistically possible for the police not to know what's going on.
Oh, they
I believe...
do. They definitely know, because, see, with me working in the court system, I had a conversation with an officer in Downers Grove, Illinois, today. And I told her the same thing. You know, inside, when you work in the circuit court or any government agency or whatever it is, they have clout. And these people use their clout and their power from within. And if somebody's a problem, then they, you know, can send henchmen in. And as Bruce had said, this has to do with levels, high levels of Masonic orders. If you look
yes.
in your local telephone book, in there, everything is a royal lodge or fraternal order of this or this and that and the other. So it's Masons all fingerprinted all through this, you know, through these different lodges. In fact, the Golden Order of the Dawn was the one that started one part of the Ku Klux Klan in Atlanta. Landed in Virginia through the I think it was Robert Ross, if I remember correctly, came in and had a you know, family crest from England. But, you know, the thing is, they sent them here to cause a situation of chaos, have everybody fighting against each other with racial issues and things like that, thinking that, you know, this would cause a situation of keeping everyone separate in this slave mentality that they have. Because everybody here in the United States, whether they want to admit it, are slaves. You know, white, black, or whatever. It was set up this way because this was a penal colony. So now you have another level of people out there that have this, hidden agenda to cover up every bit of corruption they have done. You know, taking out the Mariner building because they had different documents in it. They had also the records from the Pentagon and things in there because they moved it from IBM. IBM used to handle all the records for I'm telling you these things because I worked inside these companies. I'm telling you things I know.
Oh,
I
believe
inside out. So the thing is that, you know, the whole issue is that the corruption needs to stop. That's why I came forth and started doing what I started doing, because after September 11th, I was in the World Trade Center 1 month before. I had been in all the buildings. I went there for getting something. I had a document I was selling. It was a Malcolm X letter. I was there in New York, and I went through those buildings. I knew something was going to happen. I knew it from the 1993 incident. It wasn't finished, whatever they were trying to do. So now we have building trade towers going down. We got Giuliani running for mayor. There are people that know that Giuliani should not even run for mayor because there was questions of why policing agents weren't there and why he allowed faulty equipment in New York to continue in the police department where the radios didn't work. I mean, this is a nightmare out here, and the only way that it's going to stop is that you and other people that recognize this nightmare spread the word and tell what you have experienced, and share this, because if every one of us collectively get together and we start saying, hey, okay, you're taking our tax dollars and using these tax dollars as a clout method within these government agencies to target individuals that are coming forward trying to say, hey, okay, you're misappropriating money, you're stealing, you're lying, you're committing fraud, conspiracy against the American population, and hey, it needs to stop. Only time that's going to stop is if we do something. And like I said, if we do something on May 15th, just not buy the gases. If you listen to talk to John here on Truth Radio, I called Chevron. I called also British Petroleum directly on the show. And I had them online, and I asked for the pricing guys there. Because, again, I asked them, what is it that's going to take them to stop doing this? Would it take us striking? I said that on air. Now, did they respond back? No, because they think it's a joke. So if we don't go with this joke and we stop buying gas on the 15th, the prices will go down. And then we will have one win. if everybody comes to this POW/MIA thing that I have coming up on September 21st and 22nd in Chicago, that's going to be another major win. Because every time we go to these events and we do something collectively, it brings a number of people together. If we get 1 million people, each one of these things to happen, then that's the voice of voters, and that means that, hey, you have to listen to us. I worked for News Election Services out here in Chicago for many, many years. And I remember when Jimmy Carter lost the election, that was a false rag. I saw the whole system all across the United States went down for News Election, which was reporting the tabulated vote to the press to come on the air. There was nothing coming on because the system went down. Every system across the country. In fact, they told people to go home early that particular day. But then the news media was tabulating, giving information on votes. Now, where are they getting those numbers from? And they were giving numbers out before those votes were coming in from those precincts. So, you know, again, I've seen things, you know, to say the least. We'll be back after this, and everybody please hold on, and we'll be back after this break on RBN Live.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, we're back. And it's Late Night with Deanne on RBNLive.com. And again, folks, this is really a serious conversation we're having here about the things that go bump in the night, what's going on in this government. I was going to have a guest on, and I'm going to still try to have him on this week. His name is Tony Gosling, and he's from London, England. And he wrote a lot of material on the Bilderbergs. And that ties in because that goes back into the Masonic connection in this. And he's an extensive writer and reporter. And if you go on his website, just Google Anthony or Tony G-O-S-L-I-N-G. And go in there and start reading this stuff because he goes in extensive timelines on the Masons, how they connect in the London, how they have corrupted the policing forces in London, how, you know, this thing is triggered because, again, the Masons there were the founders, were the ones here in America. And when you start looking at these things, you'll find a very huge amount of information. Now, we have another, Bruce, can you? I have also a caller. I have two of them. One that I'm going to finish up with. If you could hold one second. I think you were in Colorado, right? Or okay, we have John in Syracuse, New York. John, are you there?
Yes, I have a couple quick things. To the gentleman in Montana, maybe one answer would be to run a micro FM station and try to get more awareness. And I don't think you're going to win anything until it comes to a head because you got less than what 18, so many months here before the next election, and if you don't change black box, the voting thing, you're going to lose that. You don't own the media, so there's no other recourse. It just looks like it's going to come down to bullets.
That's what they want. That's the scary thing. If they see what the win is, folks, is this. They want us to go out there and pull out the bullets because, see, I have in the forest reserves and all these different places, and this is where the militia came back, and that's what I'm going to ask Bruce about,
right.
Is the fact that they started infiltrating our areas
right.
with people from various foreign nations, and they've been sitting there waiting for word. You
right.
know, there's a lot of KBG, ex-KBG agents. They came in, and they're in Canada, they're in the United States. They've been practicing and everything, and they're waiting for us to, you know, uprise. And once
right.
they do, they'll use their technique to down us.
Well, whether we do anything or not, they'll make it happen because they'll have their own people make themselves look like militia and start it because that's on their agenda. So they have to get it going. And whether we do it or they do it, it's still going to happen because even if we hold back, they'll have fake Patriot doing it.
Bruce, you want to comment on this? Oh, we're going here to break again. We'll be right back. John in New York, John Alstasis, and Bruce, please hold on. We'll be right back. Callers, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's